From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Yo.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Some random facts for your Friday.
Random fact Friday.
John Mayer. You know who John Mayer is, right?
Yes.
He has a song called Love is a Verb, where he uses the word love 17 times, all as a noun. What's that all about? Of the top 10 highest grossing movies in U.S. history, Titanic is the only one that isn't part of a franchise. It's standalone. The other nine movies have a sequel or have a sequel coming out soon or are sequels themselves.
Well, I guess you can't call it Titanic the Return.
Titanic 2. Red Lobster. You know, Red Lobster, the food chain here in the United States.
Well, Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
Yeah.
Well, but back in the day, they had Hush Puppies.
They did.
Hush Puppies.
Back in 2003, they ran an all-you-can-eat crab promotion, and they lost $3.3 million because of it.
Holy moly.
Yeah, they seriously underestimated how much people can eat.
The last Red Lobster I went to in Oxnard,
yeah,
the biscuits were fine, a little bit oily, but the lobster was overcooked.
Yeah, overcooked lobster, not good.
I'll have to try it again.
Especially when the word lobster is in the name of your restaurant.
Right. It better be good.
The olives had better be good at Olive Garden. Right?
I don't know that you ever see any olives at Olive Garden, but yeah.
All right.
Actually.
It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, last night, one person made the rounds to all the major late night shows.
Really?
Really. It wasn't Santa.
Okay. Who was it?
None other than Ron Burgundy. Stay classy, San Diego's most legendary newscaster. Well, he somehow managed to appear on The Late Show, Conan, The Late Late Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and The Tonight Show all in the same night.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I know how they can do that.
Well,
I don't want to spoil the magic.
Don't spoil the magic.
I don't want to give away the secret sauce.
Even though, because they all tape at approximately the same time.
Right.
And on two separate coasts.
True.
How is that even possible, John Van Camp?
You know what? And we no longer have the Concorde. So, you know, you can't, like, supersonic from L.A. to New York. You could never do that anyway.
Well, as Ron Burgundy would no doubt say, don't fret your pretty little head about it. It's science.
It's science.
Well, technically, Ron, or rather his alter ego, Will Ferrell, was making his late night blitz on behalf of the second season of the Ron Burgundy podcast.
I've not listened to that.
It premiered yesterday.
I need to go check that out.
You need to check that out.
Kind of a podcast freak, but I've not listened to Ron Burgundy's
podcast. I think that
would
be interesting.
Also, well, how many shows? It was six, right?
Okay, so The Late Show was Colbert.
Yeah.
Conan.
Right.
The Late Late Show, James Corden.
James Corden.
Late Night with Seth Meyers. Jimmy Kimmel Live. And The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon.
Is that six? That's six.
Yeah.
I think Conan is taped. I think he was taped on most of them. I'll just be honest with you. That's how that works.
I think they're all taped.
They're taped. They're taped at 5:30.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so Will Ferrell wandering around all over the United States last night. And who would have known if you would? Because some of these shows are on opposite each other.
Yes. I kind of wish I had seen that on the whole.
I fell asleep last night.
I looked at the guide and it said, Will Ferrell.
That's why we have the internet. Because, you know.
So I'm going to have to look all those up.
Yeah.
Because the clips are probably funny.
Yeah, they probably are. Ron Burgundy.
All right. So speaking of John Mayer.
We were.
Yes.
Yes.
Besides being a weirdo.
Yeah.
The guy's mad talented.
Well, yeah, he's very talented. But
I love his song, Say.
I like Your Body's a Wonderland. That's one of my favorite ones.
Because
he's talking about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
He was dating Jennifer Love Hewitt. That song's about her.
Oh.
Or we think. Anyway, John Mayer. Are we talking about John Mayer?
Yes, and Katy Perry.
Oh, they were a thing.
They were a thing.
They were a thing. And she was a thing with Russell Brand, too. Remember that?
Well, she married him.
She did marry him, and she divorced him.
So Katy Perry opened up about her type.
Oh, she has a type?
She talked about her upcoming wedding to British actor Orlando Bloom.
I would think that her type is Orlando Bloom.
Cutie pie.
Yeah, that's a type.
When asked about the wedding date, Katie said, quote, TikTok, I hope sooner rather than later. She went on to talk about the men she's interested in. And so she said, I obviously have a type. I like English gentlemen.
Yeah.
I think I like English gentlemen because of the kind of sarcastic, dark sense of humor. I like that they sound really eloquent.
They do.
They do sound eloquent.
The British accent is very eloquent.
They could say, go jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
And I'd say, ah.
Would you? Probably. Would you go jump off a bridge?
I wouldn't do it. Maybe.
Well.
Also, there's tea time.
Well, there's another reason.
Right
there.
To have
English people as a type.
Right there.
Yeah. Tea time.
Yes.
Yes, we love tea time. Love Katie, the little scones.
All and those the, little, finger, yeah, little sandwiches
finger sandwiches. And,
yeah.
Yeah. We don't have enough of that in our life.
We need to go find a tea time around here,
yeah.
John.
Yeah. Or we could do it right here.
Wouldn't be the same. I want people to serve me.
That ain't happening for me.
Not that right. Or pay.
Well,
Katie
that's
and Orlando,
true too.
They recently returned from a star-studded vacation. What is a star-studded vacation? They send invitations out. Hey, it's vacay time.
Vacay time. Come sail with me on my yacht.
Oprah Winfrey and Bradley Cooper. They were out vacationing. They went on a vacay holiday.
Wait.
They were on a holiday with Oprah Winfrey and Bradley Cooper.
And where was Lady Gaga? Oh, wait a minute.
Whoops.
They don't like each other. Sure they don't.
They do like each other.
They don't like
just
them
as friends.
No, yeah.
They're just
where was
friends.
Stedman? Where was Gail? Gail
did,
was busy working.
I didn't
working
read a list.
Yeah.
I just mentioned
I wonder if it was Oprah's yacht.
She probably has a
I've heard nasty good things about her.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if this is true or not, but the story goes around that one day somebody stopped her in the hallway, somebody who worked on her show, and said, oh, hi, Oprah, how are you? And Oprah said, oh, hi, what's your name? She took her name, and then she had her fired for talking to her. I don't know if I believe that or not.
I think I believe that.
I don't know. Some people full of themselves.
Hey, they say Ellen's a bear to work for.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Is there any truth to these rumors? We should find out.
There's a little truth in everything, but not everything is true.
And if it's on more than one tabloid cover in the grocery store, there might be some truth to it.
There
the
might
rumor
be some truth to it.
All right. Well, with that, we have overstayed our welcome.
As usual.
Yeah. And, of course, one person who probably doesn't have a type is Halle Berry. I don't think she's
we
got a type.
We already mentioned Halle Berry.
I know. We're like getting her in twice because it's Friday. Have yourself a great weekend. See you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.